Righto, we'll get back to that a little bit later on because we can change our attention now to the world of cricket. Pete Hanscom is the Victorian cricket captain. He's over in the UK playing county cricket with Middlesex, and he joins us on The Breakfast Club. Hello, Pete.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure having you on. How many times have you done the whole county cricket thing?
This is my fourth season and fourth club as well. So, again, working my way around.
Why the fourth club? How does that work? Do they come looking for you, or you just look for a spot somewhere on the list?
Yeah, not sure. No one seems to want to have me back for a second year. So I'm just going around until someone can. But the beauty is, mate, I've got a 2-year contract with Middlesex, so I'll be here for 2 years at least.
Great news. That's very good for your stability across your career. Hey, well done, by the way. We spoke to Marcus Harris last week. He was awarded the Bill Laurie Medal for the Best Shield Player. You were the Dean Jones Award winner for the Best One-Day Player. Nice to have those little things ticking along as you go through.
Yeah, it is. Nice reward to get, for a lot of hard work and trying to get better and better. And obviously, with Dino's passing this year, it was pretty special to get something like that, in his honour.
Now, we've got to be up front here, Pete. I'm very grateful that you've jumped on the line because you are in the middle of a game, and you didn't do much last night, it's fair to say, or morning your time. Let's appreciate the fact that he's come on. I'd be grumpy. I wouldn't want to be talking to anyone.
You don't have to answer that, Pete.
No, it's fine. Golden dust happen in cricket all the time, mate. So you learn to live with them pretty quickly. You just got to move on. So it's all good. Talk about whatever you want.
All right, very good. Yes, because you're playing at the moment against Hampshire. And look, at one point you weren't even going to get on. It's been pretty wet over there at the moment.
Yeah, forecast isn't great. Typical sort of English summer. The next sort of week looks grey and wet, unfortunately, but we managed to get on for about 36 overs tonight, which was good, and hopefully we can set ourselves up for the rest of the game.
So tell us about what it's like over there at the moment. Obviously, it's not the normal world that we're used to. You've had such a long season here in Australia. You go over the UK, you've got a quarantine, and you're back playing again. What's life like for an Australian cricketer playing professional cricket in England?
It's pretty relentless over here at the moment with the schedule. We're playing one game a week, 1 4-day game a week, so that's starting every Thursday. So Thursday to Sunday, you basically have Monday off, get back to training Tuesday, Wednesday, and then start all over again on Thursday. So it's a bit easier as a batsman. It's definitely tough on these county bowlers that have to keep charging in week in, week out, but that's sort of the county grind, and that's kind of how they play their cricket over here.
Pete, all things considered, it would have been easy to say no to going over to England this year. Why was it important to get over there?
Oh, I think it's just good, one, personally, for my career, just to keep trying to play as much cricket as possible and keep putting my hand up, for higher honours if that ever does come. So it's a good way of trying to improve my game personally, and also just the privilege of being able to play, at Lords and captain Middlesex was pretty amazing opportunity. So it was something I really, really couldn't say no to, given the circumstances in the world at the moment and what's going on in London. But they're starting to come out of that lockdown, which is pretty good for the people over here.
So do you go over there with the mindset of, I just want to make as many runs as I possibly can? Or do you go over there wanting to work on a part of your game to make sure that you get that absolutely cherry ripe for them when, obviously, that selection for the Australian team comes up?
Yeah, I think the beauty about being able to travel around the world is that playing all in different conditions and trying to adapt your game as quickly as possible to each of these conditions. So I've struggled in the past before going from Australia, coming into England and trying to make runs straight away, and it's sort of happening again this year. So it's about trying to find that adjustment in your game as quickly as possible. And the more times you do it, the better, hopefully that you're going to get. And then that can, further any kind of ambitions you've got of playing higher levels.
I'm interested to find out more about the leadership situation, Pete. I mean, you've got an international player coming across to Captain Middlesex at Lords, you know, one of the most famous venues on the planet. You've got this guy with luscious hair who rolls in and starts to be captain. How's that dynamic work with the locals?
So far so good. Luckily enough, we haven't had crowds, so I haven't had the old school sort of Lords members commenting on the hair, because I dare say that probably wouldn't go down well just yet. I actually signed for Middlesex about 18 months ago, obviously before COVID hit, and was going to be playing last year but didn't go over. Mm. So we've actually had quite a lot of conversations and a lot of Zoom meetings, and I've met a lot of the boys previously as well. So sort of got a head start in terms of building relationships coming into the team. When we got here, just tried to keep those relationships and keep building them as best as possible, as quickly as possible.
How different is that dynamic for you? How is it from a captaincy perspective? Obviously, Victorian players, you've been around for a long time. I know there's new guys that come through the system, but you don't spend a lot of time outside of the season when you get there for county cricket with these guys. Is it a different feel for you when you get there and have to lead?
Definitely a different feel, yeah. You sort of got to get an understanding of what guys are like on the field as opposed to what they are off the field. And, the nature of the game can make people change a little bit, and sort of just understanding what their role is during the game and being able to implement that as best as possible. So finding out, more and more each game about guys in the team and guys in the squad, just trying to get the greatest understanding of them all as quickly as possible.
I want to ask a couple of questions about the Victorian setup, Pete, but just one more on where you are at the moment. We saw you play so well in the Sheffield Shield, particularly after Christmas. You're hitting the ball so nicely. Is it a situation at the moment that you still feel you're in that same sort of zone, that you're just getting out?
Well, it's a weird one. I feel like I'm hitting the ball okay in the nets, and my movements are sort of similar. But after a couple of hits, sort of that self-doubt starts to come back in, because I haven't done it over here just yet to have those sort of confident knocks to look back on.
Yeah.
Whereas in Australia, if I go through a bit of a run form or run slump, I can look back on games and sort of know what I need to do to get out of it. So sort of just feel like I'm searching a little bit and trying to find the answer, which... when you're doing that, you're sort of in a dangerous place, and you've got to try and go back to basics and hope that they're good enough moving forward.
Just get that Tassie game out at the MCG, and we hit the ball beautifully against Jackson and Pete. That'll be all right. You'll be fine after that. Just on the Victoria situation, when you took over the captaincy, he had such an experienced team, and it's almost in autopilot, really, but... Your captaincy's been exceptional with what you had to deal with this year with such a young team. How much did you enjoy the challenges of having a completely different team to what you had when you first took over?
Yeah, it's definitely different. A couple of years ago, it was basically just point and shoot with the bowlers.
Yeah.
tell them when they're bowling, and they'll basically tell me their fields and how they're going to get guys out. So that was nice and simple. And now with a younger attack and a few younger batsmen coming in, it's really exciting because it's sort of now my opportunity, along with the experienced players in the squad, to help out these guys and really mold them and get them to be as good as they can for Victoria. And then hopefully that means that they can have a long and prosperous career.
I was just going to say, whether it's Mitch Perry or whether it's a number of the younger players coming through, Will Sutherland's the obvious one, it wasn't just the fact they were in the team and that they were contributing. You were giving them real opportunities at important moments. You can really tell that you've got a lot of belief in this next generation coming through.
Yeah, well, that's the beauty. We've been put into games and game situations where they've had to try and grab the opportunity that they've been given, and credit to our young players in the squad. They're learning really, really fast, and if they get put in a situation once and, and don't quite nail it, that they're definitely going to come back the next time and be better for it. And we saw that with Mitch Perry. He played sort of the first two games in Adelaide and Shield cricket and realised he bowled a little bit too wide. And then after Big Bash, he came back and he was on the money. And we all saw what he did to Steve Smith at the SCG, which was, you know, really impressive bowling. And, you know, that's just going from strength to strength. So it's great to see young players, you know, doing that in our squad.
So, Pete, talking about higher honours, obviously we've seen you in the Australian colours before and obviously do very well. Now, you're out of the team, but where do you see the opportunity for you moving forward? Is there a position in that batting order that you see, okay, yep, that's the one spot that I see and that's the one I want to nail?
I've sort of been pigeonholed into the middle order, either in, you know, the long form or the short form. So that's sort of my goal. I've got to keep trying to push, you know, for as many runs as I can, you know, with Victoria and Middlesex. And, you know, at some stage, if there's that opportunity in the middle order, then I'd be jumping at it with both hands if I can. But, you know, the team's pretty set at the moment and some pretty good players in there. So, you know, you've really, really got to put your hand up and make a lot of runs.
Well, hopefully, that's just around the corner for you as well. The last conversation we had with a county cricketer was Marcus Harris last week, as I said. Next day, he made a ton, Pete. So this is a very good sign for you going forward. We'll be right from here.
I wish you'd called me yesterday.
Sorry about the timing. We just had to get through what we can get through. Good luck to you, mate, and always nice to chat. I look forward to seeing many more runs from Middlesex for you in the next couple of weeks, months.
Beauty. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Good stuff. Pete Hanscom, Victorian cricket captain, also captaining Middlesex at Lords.